Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, here we are. We're almost at Labor Day, and the state still does not have a budget in place. And that's not for lack of trying on the part of the legislature. I understand that the House was in session this week and took a run at trying to get some money to some of those agencies that really do good things for people. What went on?
Yes, I'd like to remind the good citizens that we did, in fact, pass a balanced budget with no taxes, sent it to the governor on time, and within a couple of hours, a couple of months ago, the governor vetoed the entire budget instead of just line item vetoing areas that he disagreed with. So we've been negotiating for the last couple of months to try to find a solution, and we have not thus far found an agreement. So this week, we were called back to session, and we attempted to pass 20 different line items, veto overrides, really, in order to fund vital human service programs and educational services and many other programs that help provide services, including food and nutritional programs and rape crisis programs. The House Republicans attempted on Tuesday to override portions of the governor's budget veto. Unfortunately, a series of override votes failed along party lines by not gaining the required supermajority or two-thirds approval. The 14 override votes cast would have specifically assisted agencies most in need of state funding and in danger of curtailing services, laying off employees, or completely shutting down. Many of the line items considered this week were funded at the same or greater levels than the amounts requested in the governor's original budget proposal. So if the votes had been successful and the Senate had also overridden the veto of these line items, state funding and in many cases federal dollars would have also flowed to programs such as domestic violence response and prevention agencies, rape crisis centers, parochial schools to purchase textbooks, school nutrition programs, cancer center services, and many others. And now, without the successful override, these agencies are still being held hostage, unfortunately, by a governor insistent upon a $12.8 billion tax increase over the next 2 years. And that is more than all the 49 other states combined, which I think is just absolutely absurd. House Republicans remain committed to bringing this budget impasse to an end by negotiating toward a fiscally responsible and reasonable state budget.
I also understand that there is a notice that's being put out to citizens of Pennsylvania about a telephone scam that's going on right now. What are some of the details on this?
I'd like to make our residents aware to alert everyone about a scheme that targets and threatens taxpayers, residents, have been threatened by someone claiming to be from the IRS and scaring them into believing they owe large sums of money to the government or telling them that they have a large refund, which they have to pay to receive. Sadly, this is just another scam concocted by some unscrupulous individuals to try and get money the easy way. The Internal Revenue Service does not call taxpayers. The agency relies on the U.S. Postal Service to communicate with residents through the mail and never asks for a credit card, debit card, or prepaid card. Those are scams and indicators or red flags when people ask for money in order for people to receive money. Those are warning signs and for any type of scam or fraudulent activity. And I'd just like to kindly alert the people of our district to these attempts to scam people with authoritative-looking mails, emails, or sounding phone calls. And if people call making threats, pretending to be the IRS, that's definitely a scam as well. No legitimate federal or state office for any reason will contact you in that manner. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact my office. If you would like to report any scam, please contact the Bureau of Consumer Protection at 1-800-441-2555.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Baker.